November the 30th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic, Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. Our topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com, and you'll be able to listen to the one that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Ar-Rahman has mercy in it. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Allah taught the Quran and created man. Ar-Rahman has mercy in it. Why does it have mercy in it? Because it comes from the root word Rahim, Rahima, meaning mercy. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim comes from that root mercy. One is mercy given as the Quran, Ar-Rahman, Alima Quran, Kalika Insan, Alima Hul Bayan, and the Surah Ar-Rahman explains. So the human being created for a second time. The merciful God taught the Quran, Khalika Insan, created the human being for a second time. The human being was already created. He created him like he created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and everything. But now he is going to create again. Ar-Rahman Alima Quran translated. He taught the Quran, and it looks like it is backward. He created man. Someone might say, no, he created man and then revealed, and then taught him the Quran. No, the understanding is not there. The merciful God, he taught the Quran to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, Khalika Insan, and created the human person, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was already created. As perfect human being for the first, do no wrong on him. He was truthful, honest, and he was called Al-Sadiq, and the truthful Al-Amin, and the trustworthy one, the honest. He was not needing any moral perfect. He had moral perfection. So Muhammad was amongst the Hanifas, upright persons. So he was upright, honorable person before he knew anything about religion. He didn't know anything about religion as we know it. He knew a human nature, and he was amongst those people of Saudi Arabia who believed that they should be the best in their human makeup, that they should live the best that is possible for them in their own human makeup that is called Hanif. And he was of the Hanifa, the plural form of the word. So the Hanifa were people who prided themselves in being the best of their human makeup. That is the kind of person he was. And God chose him to be the last prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, his servant and messenger and a mercy to all the worlds. So God is talking about him when he says, Ar-Rahman Alima Quran. The merciful God taught the Quran, Khalika Insan, and created the human person. So this is the second creation. I can give you plenty of evidence for this, so much evidence that nobody can argue with me. I'm telling you, will make yourself crazy, look stupid trying to argue with it, because I can bring the whole Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him's life, to support what I say. No one is challenging me. those of the immigrant community who strictly or secretly, pardon me, trying to keep help from coming to us and to get you to come to go to them. They themselves, when they meet me, they give me the utmost respect. And they really love me too, but still work to undermine what I'm doing because they love their work more than they love me. They love what they're doing than they love me. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Allah taught the Quran and created man. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 79, by real prayer raises you to a station, the human being created for a second time. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 3, Allah created the human being. Khalika insan created the human being for a second time. The human being was already created the first time, like God created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and everything. But now he is going to create man again. Someone might say, no, he created man and then revealed and then taught him the Quran. No, the understanding is not there. The merciful God, he taught the Quran to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Khalika insan, and created the human person. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was already created a perfect human being for the first time. His people knew no wrong on him. He was truthful, honest, and he was called Al-Siddiq, and the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, the honest. He was not needing any moral perfect. He had moral perfection. So Muhammad was amongst the Hanifa, upright persons. So he was an upright and honorable person before he knew anything about religion. He knew the human nature, and he was amongst those people of Saudi Arabia who believed that they should be the best in their human makeup, that they should live the best that is possible for them in their own human makeup. He was of the Hanifat, the plural form of the word Hanif. So God is talking about him when he says, Al-Rahman Alima Quran. The merciful God taught the Quran, Khalika insan, and created the human person. So this is the second creation. Tawira, Tahajja prayer, brings special rewards. Tawira prayer raises you to a station. You can work hard for God's guidance, even 24 hours, and sleep, and wake up at night, because thoughts are so concentrated on it, and it is so clear that what you can find with the subconscious resting from the burdens of the activities, the subconscious is still working, bringing something you have to get up and write it down. It is too important not to write it down. And we are giving given to Tahajjud prayer in Ramadan, Tawir prayer, to break your sleep and wake up in the middle of your sleep. That is a special prayer that brings special rewards. Everybody has this. Some say they are asleep, but something wakes them up. And they say, I don't want to miss this. And they will turn the lamp on, and they will write it down. So this is nature that occurs in people. It is telling you, it is telling us, pardon me, that you have that, but you're owe God for that. He is given of that, so we are going to establish a prayer. It is not a must, but you should pray. Make two rakas, tahajjud. Two mercies, man's creation, and the Quran. So the natural creation of man and then the creation of man by God, revelation created him anew. He sees the whole universe in a new light. He sees his people on earth in a new light. That is the second purpose, the second gift of God's mercy. So it forms the social relationship, social ties that birth means consciousness to reform his life. The social life first pressured by the material life demands are from the material side. It demands on us, and it's trouble eventually making us appreciate the social life. And then we establish a social life and have the social life as the sacred life and the material life supporting the social life. Oh, Fatiha, I translated, I'm not perfect. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. So we are lost to materialism, but the same God who gave us materialism for the good services and give us good leaders for the material interest, the same God will save us from death to materialism and give us a second portion of his mercy. So he redeems us. Redeem means to bring back something that was lost, to get back something that was lost. The Bible says, albeit beautiful behavior is unlearned. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 30. So this is of your nature. This where you are constituted as a soul or a psyche. You are constituted to have your natural life unconscious behavior, and it is good until you let influences make it bad. The proof of it, every baby is born with an uneducated behavior. Look how beautiful that behavior is, ready to obey mama and come and become as a fine member of the family, even though it be the son or daughter of the most horrific criminal ever existed upon this earth. There is no proof that the baby is going to be any criminal. So when it is born, that is what the system of criminology established for the Western world. At one time, they differed, and they were convinced for a short period of time to believe that the criminal traits were inherited. And they were thinking about sterilizing criminals, but it didn't last long. They finally proved that position is incorrect. Quran created man. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1. Allah taught the Quran and created man. Bukhari, page 147. Seventh servant girl will birth her mistress. So Easter says East. It is not whence. It has to come another time. Only East comes with Jesus Christ. So he is a way to get the West, to get to the West. He comes as a new life, new birth, new creations in its original nature created by God. So he says when he wants a servant, he creates one from amongst those he already created. And then the explanation comes in Surah Rahman, that Allah taught the Quran and created the humanity. It says in Quranic Arabic, Alima Quran Kalika Insan, translated, he taught the Quran and created the human person from those who are already existing. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, is the one who is referring to directly. So he didn't know revelation, scripture, but God revealed it to him and then taught him. It says, we shall teach you, make you know and understand revelation by of the teachings. There are many references, not only one, that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ease his way, ease his difficulty, take the burden off of him and teach him. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, he gives in his own words, a hadith, he points to a time that is thought to be the end of time by the scholars and deans, that time that he says that the sign will be that the servant girl will give birth to a child for her mistress. So we know that's Hagar. May God be pleased, may God peace be upon her. She bore a child for Abraham and Sarah. Was her mistress, and she was the handmaiden or servant girl, bore the child for Sarah and Abraham. And he became a prophet, and it is taught to be the father of Arab Ishmael. Then the prophet said, some of the signs of the time were that the servant girl would have birthed a child for her mistress. Now, he is saying the sign in it is in the time, but that had already happened before him and with his ancestor Ishmael. So another sign, we said, will be that the average common person will be competing with the big people in the construction of skyscrapers, tall buildings, reaching up to the sky. These sayings are according to the teachings of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, are to be understood in two ways. They are to be accepted just as they are, given that it is really going to happen. I have lived to see African Americans trying to compete with the big rich people of Chicago building, our building, John H. Johnson. He built, or I think it was, brought, and he put jet on it. I don't think everything was produced by him then. And you pass by there right now on Michigan Avenue. And you can see Jet Magazine. It is not as tall as the other building, but it's down there competing. And I'm sure he didn't know that saying of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, but those things come to pass. So we have to take them literally, but also if God blesses us with understanding, we are to know that there is also an alluded to language that is not expressed. He said it is expressed and alluded to. So what is alluded to is coming with those who have high knowledge. It is not only the material construction, but also competing with those who have higher knowledge. We don't know that the Quran revealed it to us. The most important construction is not the material construction, it is the linguistic or language construction. It says he laid the foundation of the house. It is talking about the Kaaba. But what is the most appealing, more revealing, or the more enlightened concept? It is not that little physical structure we are looking at. The Quranic Arabic term for the construction is kawid. And the term for construction sentences with correct grammar is the same word, kawid. It is the logic for sentence construction. So this high understanding is not the understanding that we get from looking at a material thing, manifest or material, but from looking at the construction of revelation and how language is constructed. The building comes from blocks, material, that we find on the earth, or we make blocks out of material we find in the earth. And we find a building, we form a building, pardon me. It doesn't come from nowhere, it comes from somewhere. Likewise, it is for God's revelation, it doesn't come from nothing, it comes from a prophet and from something that is already in the earth. Revelation began with the natural God, made it, which is earth, creation. So that is made to support our material life, and it is a sign of revelation that supports our spiritual life, our whole life. All this is a continuation of what comes before in the Bible. It is nothing new. The Quran taught and made man. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah taught the Quran. Genesis 2, 5. Genesis page 2, 5 to 7. Man formed of the ground. Genesis 5, 2, he called them Adam. Where was his body? I can understand if he didn't have a body, no woman was going to be there. So then he called the rain to come down from the heaven and wet the earth. And after the earth was wet, it must have been dry and dusty. It must have been too loose to hold together. So when the rain came down, and wet it, then he formed the man. And after he formed the man, he formed the woman of the rib of the man, right? So that is Genesis. And God said of his creation that he made, I'm not giving this to you to hold on to this as guide. This is research. The guide is the book that we have with you, the Quran. Although there is guidance in the Bible too, but that is not for us to hold up as guidance. We hold the Quran up as guidance. So God says he made Adam, that he made him, and God said that he made them. So this is the second report on the creation. He made him and he called them, not one person, and called them Adam in the day that he created them. So this is Genesis. So Genesis is clearly telling us Adam is not the creation of one person, that Adam is a plural type in all the people that God made. Originally had the same nature, the same human design or composition. They are the original human type. You are the best evolved for humanity. So you are the best community evolved for man. Then Muhammad the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him, come after Jesus Christ, pointing to the same truth that the Christians mystified too much to understand. He came, here comes Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, with plain, clear language. And he said, you are the best community. Did you hear it, brothers? I said, you are. I know it says kuntum, but I think I know Arabic better than you. For the Quran, you can say kuntum. It means yesterday, today, and always. So you are aware in Adam, you were in Adam before now, and you are in yourself now. And in the future, you will be that. So this is timeless. This is a timeless creation, a timeless reality. So it was in the beginning. It is now, and it will be in the future as it was in the beginning. No change comes over it. It is a timeless. And just as God produced the first one in that type, he produced the second one anytime he pleases. So he created the Adams, and he created Jesus, and he created Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. He created Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Yes, he did. The Quran says, Alima Quran, pardon me, Ar-Rahmanu Alima Quran, Kalika Insan, translated, the beneficent, merciful God. He taught the Quran to who? To Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Kalika Insan, translated, he created the human person. Who? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, created him anew, with a powerful intellect, a powerful compassion, powerful quality of character. He is infused in the word of God, in death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, now when I have inspired him of myself, spirit, bow down, make sajda to him. So the angels didn't bow to Adam when he was just a human being, a human. But when God put his own spirit into Adam, the angels bowed down to him. The spirit comes with the word. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the word from himself into Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the angels made sajda to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm making a khalifa in the earth. So now let us put it in our language. What is this ummah? What is special about this ummah that God says he evolved? It is not ummah that is instantly made in exactly some place on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years, for more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations it has been coming forth, even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving, of nature and nature properties. Given by the God who made nature, it is evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving, and now God has revealed it to you. So you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I'm making man, not let us make man. Khalifa refers to the individual. Khalifa name. Khalif refers to the individual. Khalifat refers to government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is making a khalifa, he said to the angels in me, surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man. No, in the Quran, that is the Bible. He says in Quranic Arabic, inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifatan. Translated, surely I am making a forming upon the earth a khalifa. So this is not an individual person. It is a special order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God says that the angels were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that is in them. Satan fears God tell man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and men created to worship Allah. So the Satan seeing that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special ones that you choose, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them. The majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you who won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure that there is no witness around, but you because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself, and then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me and see Christy. I'm ready to be face my shortcomings before all of. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1-4, man, pardon me, Allah taught the Quran. Man created on two levels. The Quran, Surah 10, Ayat 16, Prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. 40 Hadith, page 64, 17, excellent in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his own word, the Quran through Muhammad the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the chapters in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu alima Quran kalika insan. Translated, the merciful God, the beneficent, he taught the Quran to Muhammad. So there is the first creation, and then there is the second creation. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had already lived a perfect and excellent human life, and he was 40 years old, and his people had witnessed that his life had been such as God chose him and made him a messenger or messengers to all the world. Rahmatan alameen, a mercy to all the worlds. So nature, the first creation, Muhammad kept perfect. So here it is, the first creation that had been kept intact, had not been broken or corrupted. Muhammad had lived that first creation for 40 years, and then he sought God for help, and God responded to his call for help. And he became God's messenger, and then God began to give him Quran. And the Quran created another environment for him, a word environment, a spiritual and word environment was created for Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. And God taught him with the revelation, the Quran, and he became a new creation, and he illuminated the whole world. And he is still illuminating the world. Now, that is the leaders of the Ummah. Thank God for him. There was the leader of our Ummah, Muhammad, the prophet. You were brought out for humanity. God says of the Ummah, you were. But it means you are. At the same time, it means you are. But kuntum is revelatory. It reveals something. And ukhraja is the connection that we should make, that he had to bring us out. We were in our existence. We were in the matter existing as a seed, needing the right environment, the right support for it to manifest or to materialize. And we got that with the Quran and Muhammad's teachings. With his example, we got that. And we materialize. We manifest. We materialize as the best community on this planet Earth. And where is that community now? It is in serious trouble. It is in bad shape. God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said that he created everything and that he inscribed upon everything excellence. So if we are students of science, and I am a student of science all of my life, I have been students of science in my formal school situation. I was a student of science all of my life. I am a student of science. So this creation is the work of a God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love God, and I love to know his works. So so that I can know more about him. Science, they tell us, that everything evolved from a more simple condition or a more simple composition. And like the germ of the human being that is also given in the Quran in a different way, the germ of the human being comes as something that you could hardly see. You can't see it with your eyes. You can only see it as a milky substance or something. But with a microscope, you can see the living germ. You can hardly see the living germ. And it does look like a human being. It does not look like a human being. It is looking like a little worm or something. It is not looking like a human being. But look what happens. In time, in the right environment, it becomes a man. It becomes a woman. In time. But look how simple it was. So it is evolving. And really, you inside of yourself, your consciousness, and everything, you're inside of yourself years ago. And when you were a baby, you were a little bitty thing, materially, flesh-wise. So you were crawling on your hands and knees like an animal. And you grew up with the right environment, other members of the human race. You grew up, you stood up, and you joined the adults walking on 2 feet. And doing marvelous things with your brain and your heart and et cetera. So this is a process. This is evolving. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayah 10, foremost in deeds. And the will of God is not for me to separate from the world. And the will of God for me is to engage the world. And to prove myself worthy by taking up my matter and taking the matter to the destination. I'm not only talking about this physical, biological body, but my responsibility in the world. I must take my full responsibility in this material world and take it up like I take up this body in the morning. Take it to a job, or take it to rescue a friend of mine. Pick it up, your whole responsibility in the world, and take it where Allah wants it to go. That's why we are here. That is a test. And if we do that, we will be very, very successful. We will be the leading one foremost in the path of God. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19. Wine, no after headaches. John 2, 7 to 9. Jesus turned water to wine. So he made us to understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. That is not the water that you run out of your faucet at home. The revealed truth of God is calling water in Scripture, because it is only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form, as water is lifted up from the earth by the sun and bring it from corruption and disease and descend it back again to the earth. For our drinking pure. So the book calls the word of Scripture water. And Jesus was a blessed man and righteous prophet, a righteous and blessed servant of God, who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation. Divine and spiritual wine was the word with the power to affect the heart and affect the mind, and make those dead spiritual Jews jump up, clap their hands, stomp their feet, and say hallelujah, and Ameen to the word Jesus. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19, drink no headache. John 2, 7 to 9, turn water into wine. The water, and he turned the water into wine, right? Symbolic of the social urge in the spiritual body to find the truth. The wine, you see, blood is water. Then what happens? What happens after this trip? Or on the part of Peter and the church, they didn't go back to water. Jesus had transformed water into wine. So this is not the heavy wine. This is the wine of Quran that leaves no hangover. It says, and they shall drink of it, of an intoxication drink. That not wine leaves no hangover. It doesn't disturb his rest. It doesn't have any hangover. So that's easy to drink. Vinegar spoil wine. So now, instead of talking them back to wine, pardon me, instead of taking them back to wine, he took them back not to water, pardon me, for wine. It went back further in water. When the wine is spoiled, you don't get vinegar. You don't get water. You get vinegar. So vinegar mummifies life. Now vinegar is for mummifying life. Back to the oasis. Back to his death, right? Mummifying life, okay. So the vinegar is for mummifying life. It's for making life appear to believe to be alive while it is dead. It's a substance that preserves the living appearance while the thing is dead. They crucified Jesus, right, on the cross. Praise be to Allah, and I hope you do too. You remember the story of the tablets. So they crucified Jesus in the ninth hour, and in the 11th hour, he died. Now, the 11th hour is the hour of Christian church, Christians, and in the 11th hour, he died. What killed him? Vinegar. They put the vinegar in through his nose, right? Right away, he gave up and he died. What is vinegar? In the Latin language, it is acetate. Man, God, kills the spirit. He gives up the spirit. That's what killed him, the spirit. He gives up the spirit of the obedience to God as God intended for man to behave. So he gives up that spirit seeking to connect man with God. So if I could go back to my origin, if I could count on the backward path of autology, I would find myself, and when I find myself, I would find mysticism, Catholicism, the belief that the priest has of Jesus, because they say in the beginning he was. Now, if they trace him back to the beginning, he was God, eternal God, one God, true God, but now he's put in the world. And he has this trouble again to find himself, to find his reality. When he finds his reality, he's God again. Now, if you don't believe me, dear people, sorry for you. The point is Allahism. The point is Almighty God. Hope, material God on earth. They don't believe there is no other God. They don't believe there is no spirit God. They don't believe no God. The point is God for them. And that's why the world of material tolerates the Pope. The Quran, Surah 56, Ayat 18 to 19, drink no headache. Isaiah 63:3, red wine press alone. Matthew 26:27 to 28, wine, blood, New Testament. Bukhari, page 4, 647. Prophets having chose milk, not wine. The wine represents that which gives you the good spirit. Tread means mash all the grapes, all the juice out of the grapes. That's how they used to make the wine. So this is not talking about real wine and juice of grapes. The pressing goes back to what he said. The blood, what, and go back to, he said, according to the gospel. The wine is the blood. So wine too is the blood. So it means that they give you good spirit in teachings of Jesus Christ. That gives you life, makes you feel lively, makes you feel good, like they feel in the church when they are hearing the preaching. That's what the wine is. So blood, wine, red. So it means the social life. But look at the color of the blood in the wine. They're similar, right? So read, so it means the social life, the spiritual life. So if you just preach to the people on the spiritual, you won't be giving them life. It's like water. Water helps our thirst. But it won't make us get excited and want to go out and take charge of our life and our problems in the world. Only social teachings on the social life makes us spirited, makes us want to go and do things together. Make us say, assalamu alaikum, brother. Hug your brother. Sister, assalamu alaikum. He hugs our sister because we are talking about the social life. Our relationship with each other, our relationship in the home as a family, our relationship in this society as neighbors and friends and brothers and sisters. So this is what makes people feel good when we are talking about on these things. So that's the wine. That's the blood. That is the light. Akhira, behavior Muslim. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayat 3, Allah is first, last, Akwil Akhira. Akwil Akhira for the behavior life. Akhira, intellectual life. Awud Akhira refers to here and hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior and intellectual development of the creature. Behavior, learning, and life operates to improve behavior. So I am suggesting that these two terms are referring to here and the hereafter, and also to the growth process that we understand as the behavior of the intellectual development of the creature. So when we talk about behavior, we are talking about something that is determined by the nature, the physical life, and its nature. So when we talk about the intellect, we are talking about something that has out of that has gotten vision, has gotten on that, and enabled it to conduct itself better. So here is the learning and life now, operating to improve behavior, addresses a discipline, a condition, a state, an attitude. Muslim behavior has the origin in natural life. Not only does it have Muslim natural life, it is especially the excellence of the natural life, because all of our behavior is tied to nature. Even that behavior that disobeys nature is tied to nature. It would not be possible without the nature. Muslim intellectual life is a continuation in the natural process for akhwira, al-akhwira, for the behavior life, al-akhira, intellectual life. Now, out of the natural process, continuation of that natural process, Muslim intellectual life, and I have associated this intellectual life now with el-akhira for the behavior life, and el-akhira for the intellectual life. So the Quran, Surah 108, Ayat 1, we have given you the abundance. John 10:10, I come so you have life more abundantly. Revelation 7:17, feed lamb in the midst of the throne. So in the scripture it says, I have to come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So we think it means more power. It means more growth. You must bear fruit. Isn't that another saying of the book? I'm talking about the Western book, you must bear fruit. That is the condition, another place says, feed my lamb. So I come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. So what am I saying this for? I'm saying this to show you that the Quran and the Bible are saying the same essential thing, but one book has been twisted, altered. So on the surface, other ends contrary to what God intended. So as the Quran is the corrected book, pure and straight, upright, honest, just perfect, not deceptive in it at all. It is a book without deception. Six, original meant understanding. Intellectual means six. Is jurisprudence. Science, by intellectual, we mean funded. Since by intellectual, we mean not the ordinary meaning, because when we say intellectual, we mean smart. So we mean thick. So what is this word translated for thick? Is jurisprudence, law. But that is not the meaning that I'm referring to now. I am referring to the first meaning of this word. The scholars in Sharia or law, they acknowledge that the meaning of fiqh today is not what it meant in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. It is now appealing to the accumulation of legal discussions by the Jewish elect. So it is referred to that. Originally, what did it mean? Understanding, correct understanding is fiqh. So the right understanding and there is fiqh for everything in the Quran. There is fiqh not only for the Quran, there is fiqh for the Sunnah, fiqh for everything. What does it mean? Movement of scripture. How do we know? Because the hunger in the people of scripture from the book to book, cover to cover, is the hunger for understanding. The word implies scientific reality. And it is a matter of historical reports of history that this religion, as taught by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, awakened the sciences and brought back higher learning. through the dark world at that time and made possible the rejuvenation of the higher sciences that spread it from Arabia into Spain and other parts of the world at that time. And it was finally taken over, scientific inquiry, by the Western world. So many of the Western historians, scholars, they point to the fact that the Renaissance of the West was sparked by rising of the Ummah, the community under Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So Muslims first level identifies as natural instinct behavior. So Muslims on the first level is identified natural instinct behavior. And the natural field, non-biologic, we see the law of physics operating, matter and its properties, nature and her features. The natural phenomenon is that Muslims, yes, according to our holy book, that is itself, is Muslim. So this is Muslim on that level. And in that biological world, I repeat, life is governed by instinct. Is that Muslim? Yes. Is there anything that is not Muslim? Yes, Satan, the devil, is not Muslim. But everything that is in the order, in the nature that God created is Muslim. So Muslim sits second level, identifies as a moral conscience. Morals is just nature, law expressed, expression on a human level. On the second level, Muslim is identified in the tendency to establish moral preferences. Now, here we have moved out of the purely physical, biological life, instinct, now into human life. And we are talking about moral preferences, moral consciousness. So this moral sense, it is no stronger to nature, pardon me, it is no stranger to nature, to the natural world. It is just an expression on the human level. So we come into a moral mind, a moral conscience, and we sense an urgency, what is right from what is wrong, to live by moral principles. So this urge, too, comes out of nature. So it is this law progressing with the evolution of the matter. The matter is in its physical state, the matter in its biological state, the matter in its rational state, in its human form, progression. So Muslim first level identified as natural law. Second, identified as instinct behavior. Third, identified as rational conscience. So this small life is natural, inherent, implicit in the natural life of the human being, which is of the universal order of matter and life. It makes me feel much more comfortable following a discipline in religion that I know has a real base in the universal scheme of reality. I do not know about the rest of the Muslims, but we feel much better. Now, let us go and look again at the word Muslim and see what level are we on. Are we Muslims in the first, the second sense, or in the third sense? On the first level, every inanimate thing is a Muslim. Now, if you are on the second level now and you find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior, but you are not doing it out of any respect for a moral code, you have not the moral code. So you are not the moralist. You are not even concerned with morals as such, but you just find yourself following intelligent patterns of behavior. And if someone asks you why you behave that way, you are thrown off of your seat. And you will tell them why then you perhaps are a Muslim on the second level. So you are a Muslim like the bird, like the rat, the lion, the bear. You are intensively a Muslim, but you are not yet a human. There is no human on those first two levels. I don't mean to be funny up here, but some of our conditions are funny. And I think I'm seeing people while I'm talking. I have met people who are on those levels. Though we are born a Muslim, we are not yet a human. We don't just want to be Muslim. The identity for us is people, human beings. We don't want the Muslim of the plant, Muslim of the sun, Muslim of a stone, Muslim of a river, a scabbard, a rabbit, or a bird. We want Muslim of man. So that trend, that third level, Prophet Muhammad prayed in the peace be upon him, the Muslim or the third level, Abraham a Muslim of the third level. God sent prophets or Muslims on the third level, and their followers are people on the third level. Now, some people have a sense of what is morally right and wrong, and they follow the spirit of truth or righteousness in accord with what they sense to be right. Is that right? So they do not have to be brilliant. They do not have to be Einstein. They do not have to be genius. They do not have to be intellectuals. They are Muslims on the human level, but they are grades on the human level, consciously Muslim because of moral motivation. And perhaps law motivation only put there is coming a time when the man becomes a Muslim because of intellectual motivation and moral motivation. And when he becomes a Muslim because of intellectual and moral motivation, he is qualified to imam, qualified then to lead the Muslims, to be Muslims of the teachers. Nature law is a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Animal building tell man you can do accurate things. Do you understand this word now, Muslim? So this is the great honorable title, the previous scripture. The Bible says, the peacemaker shall be called by the children of the Most High God. What does that tell us? That the highest aim in creation is the obedience to the will and the law of Creator. And that obedience began with God said, be, and it was. Worlds began to take shape in the void. And they came under natural law. Natural law is nothing but a manifestation of the will of the Creator. Then that natural law manifests it in the living matter that comes out of the dead matter, the biological creature, in the sense of the instinct. He obeys instinctively. And look how rich he is in knowledge on the strength of instinct. The walk can take mud and make a beautiful artistic design. The bee takes a wax and make a beautiful, marvelous house with so much scientific wisdom in it. So this is a fact. This is science. You go to school to learn how to sew. The spider never went to school, gets up and sews himself. A web, you say, well, how did he get it so accurate? Geometrically accurate. You think man can tunnel? If you could take some kind of x-ray machine and look at the earth and see how the ants have tunneled itself through the earth. Now he has underground farms where he is farming under the ground. This is an ant. And this is science. And we can go on and talking about the marvelous world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised out of the dead matter under instinct. Salakallahu Zadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Ubay. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Maraj Speaks, Dr. Maraj Speaks, because he just got his doctorate. We thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.